This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The CSX Railroad publishes its profits and losses today. Those trains move commodities, and many of those markets have been weak. Also, rail carriers that transport passengers or hazardous materials have until the end of this year to install new safety systems. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
The system is called Positive Train Control. It uses GPS to track where trains are and prevent collisions. Larry Mann is a rail safety attorney. He says collisions are not infrequent.
There must be a couple hundred a year throughout the U.S.
Mann thinks Congress will give the rail industry an extension, thereby preventing major disruptions in service, which the industry has portended. But Mann still thinks carriers have been dragging their feet on installing the system.
It's a matter of the railroads willing to put the assets into building it.
An industry group says railroads have already spent about $6 billion on the system. Larry Gross with FTR Transportation Intelligence doubts the firms will get a return on their investments.
In other words, it doesn't pencil out as a net economic benefit.
Still, Gross says, the bigger drag on freight railroads these days is lower demand for transporting coal. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.